Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Saturday, the 17th of February 2024. Today's topic is The Alarm Clock is Set. Our text today is taken from Zephaniah chapter 1 verses 14 through 18. Verse 14, The great day of the Lord is near, it is near, and hasteth greatly, even the voice of the day of the Lord. The mighty man shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. A day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities, and against the high towers. And I will bring distress upon men, that they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord. And their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung. Verse 18. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. For he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. Key verse. Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 16. A day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities, and against the high towers. Alarm clocks can help you maintain and manage consistent sleep pattern, and without them, many of us would oversleep and be late for school or other daily activities. Many people, particularly students, benefit from alarms to help them manage their sleeping time and balance it with waking and studying time. Managing your daily activities, including your sleeping time, can assist you in achieving great success in your spiritual and physical life. The sound of alarm was not unfamiliar to the children of Israel. Alarms or trumpets were used to announce festivals or to signal the start of a battle or the approach of an enemy. Alarm is used as the signal of destruction in our passage. God created heaven and earth, and he has a timetable for events and activities in the world. Many events have occurred that are in accordance with God's plan for the world. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, came, died, resurrected, and ascended to heaven to be with God. All according to God's plans. It is important to understand that the world we live in is coming to an end. The warning of the coming destruction is clear in the passage, and it is enough to make sinners tremble and repent of their sins. The day of judgment, when God will reveal himself by taking vengeance on the wicked, is approaching. It is the great day of the Lord. It is a day of God's wrath. The only way to avoid the coming wrath is to repent and choose the path of righteousness now. Prayer for today. O Lord, please help me to escape the judgment that is coming upon unrepentant sinners. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 10 through 12. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.